Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you did not know, this week is National Police Week, and it's also the week where the Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Service is typically held at Lake Lawn. Last year it was canceled due to the pandemic. This year it will be virtual, and it's the 19th annual one to remember those that have made the ultimate sacrifice and given their life in the line of duty and making sure that fine line between safety and an ordered society and anarchy is maintained each and every day. And it's always my pleasure to have Melanie Cannatella. She's the executive director emeritus of the Louisiana Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Thanks for having me.
Melanie, I'll always put on a beautiful ceremony out there at Lake Lawn. That's where the monument stands, where the names of officers who have made the sacrifice in the line of duty are inscribed on the granite stone there. I attended probably a dozen times, if not more. I had the pleasure of speaking at the event as well in sharing the lives, the experiences, and the memories of those that made the ultimate sacrifice.
It's always a beautiful ceremony. We usually do a candlelight vigil during Police Week, a couple of days before most of the survivor families head up to Washington to participate in that beautiful event up there. Obviously, last year we weren't able to do it because of COVID, so we're going to be honoring those officers this year, as well from 2019 as well as from 2020, this Saturday at 3 o'clock. In a virtual event, to be safe. And that will be in conjunction with a Gulf Coast Brotherhood ride that is first responders from Texas, Texas all the way to Mississippi, who are police and fire officers, policemen and firemen. And they will be starting at the state capitol and heading down to the memorial. It's an 81-mile ride, and they'll be escorted the entire way. And once they reach the memorial, we'll start the ceremony at 3 o'clock. And they will be reading the names of the 21 officers we'll be adding this year, six from 2019 and 15 from 2020. That's a lot for 2020, 10 of which were COVID deaths. But they were in line of duty, whether it be, during Mardi Gras when they were working or, just their everyday job, working with the public. So many contracted COVID during that time.
I understand that in most cases it was traced to an exposure as it relates to what they were doing relative to their occupation and, their duties as a frontline officer.
That's correct. The national group will investigate the death and determine whether it was a line of duty death. And so far we have 10 who were determined as line of duty deaths due to COVID. And there's several more that they're investigating. And then those would be added next year if approved. So we follow the national guidelines for line of duty deaths.
Melanie, it's always a touching week for the families, not only of the officers within the last 2 years who have lost their lives in the line of duty. But it's a reminder to all the other families that come and celebrate each and every year the life of their loved ones in service to their community as well. In light of this villainization of law enforcement that has been going on over the last 18 months, you interact with a lot of these families over and over and over again. What are you hearing from them?
Obviously, they're quite upset. You know, the job that their loved ones do every day is certainly very, very dangerous, whether it, you know, be, you know, just everyday traffic stop. You know, they could be shot that way, or domestic violence, shootings, things like that. So, you know, they know, you know, they deal with it every day. They know the job that their loved ones do. And the fact that they are not being honored or respected for the job, they're certainly upset. And then when you have a line of duty death, I mean, it's a tough job out there. And I think that the families and the survivors are certainly not happy right now with, you know, what's going on in the country. And they think all of the officers should be honored for what they do every day. It's a tough job. And, you know, the pay is not great, and the danger is very high. So tons of calls recently, you know, about what's happening with the in the country, what happened with the zoo, Blue at the Zoo, that being canceled. You know, we had tons of calls. I know the Police Association had tons of calls on that. Just, you know, that was just a small token of appreciation for the job that these officers do. And the fact that it was canceled, it was really a slap in the face to all officers.
Yeah, you know, I kind of had that same reaction. I just didn't understand. I've always known Audubon organization to be very supportive of law enforcement in the past. I think that they've probably been supportive of your organization as well. I know they've helped sponsor things for the JPSO. Obviously, it was a mistake, and I guess what really kind of heightened it is that this occurred during right before National Police Week, where we remember the families and their loved ones that made the ultimate sacrifice, and I think that's what probably contributed to more of the angst and anxiety of folks within the law enforcement community as to what they did.
Yeah, I think so. It was, the timing was awful. You know, public support is very important for officers, and, you know, the community should support officers, and so the timing of this was awful. You know, we have 1 week a year where we try to honor the sacrifices that these officers made and the families, you know, honor the families as well. And, you know, doing it, this happening right before Police Week was certainly not good timing.
You know, Louisiana was just ranked 48th for the most number of police death per 1,000 officers in this country by a WalletHub study. And in fact, Louisiana was ranked as the fourth worst state for police officers as it relates to a number of the different criteria, which kind of adds to the whole frustration, you know, going back to the back to blue. And I think really heightens the importance of putting this information out, recognition of same, understanding the sacrifices that these families and individuals make to go into public service for one, but to go into public safety, more importantly. And I just find it, it's just increasingly frustrating. And when I, you know, when this broke last week as well, well, actually on the 10th of May, it came out, it's a gut check. You know, as to the challenges that the men and women of law enforcement face each and every day.
You know, to give you an idea, we started this memorial with 334 names on the walls, on the marble walls. Today, we have 487 names. That's 153 names in 20 years. That's a lot of officers added to the wall. So it's a dangerous job out there. As we speak, we're engraving the names of the 15 officers who were line of duty deaths in 2020. So, you know, our walls have a capacity of 600. When we dedicated this memorial in 2002, never did we think we would be close to filling the walls. And we are very close. We're going to have to talk about adding tablets to the memorial because of the Lana Dew deaths that we're having. So it's really mind-boggling how fast we're filling up these walls with officers' names. It's a dangerous job, as you know.
No, absolutely.
On the wall, we have officers like Officer James Clarius, who was a JP deputy, as you know, that was killed in a traffic stop. The names start back with John Wisner in 1890. We had Superintendent David Hennessy, who was ambushed in 1890 by six Italian immigrants. We have Ronnie Williams from New Orleans Police Department, who was murdered by his own partner in 1995. I mean, all these officers are in some good company. We have Superintendent Louis Sergo, who was shot during Howard Johnson incident in 1973. And even some federal agents who were killed in Waco, who were from Louisiana, are noted on the wall. So, this memorial goes all the way back to honor every federal, state, and local law enforcement officer from Louisiana who was killed in the line of duty. It was built without taxpayer funding. This was all done by donations and fundraising, and of course, Lake Lawn donated the land, and we had many donations. As an example, the Eternal Flame was donated by Bevelo Gas. So this memorial is a special place, and it was a vision of Sergeant Ron Canatella, who was my late husband, and he stood in front of Lake Lawn when they were starting the funeral procession for NOPD officer Ronald Williams, and he was who passed away in 1995. And he thought, why not have a place for the survivors and the families to come to in Louisiana? Many can't travel to Washington to visit the National Memorial. So his vision was to do something here in Louisiana. Obviously, he passed away, and I took over to finish his dream. And it's really been a special project for me, and it's amazing when you see the families and the survivors out there each year, and the children, and they're not going to see their their parents again. So it's very moving. And again, I don't think the public realizes the sacrifice of the families, that what they do, and the stress and the danger that they feel every day. So
Started with many families with young children, and now those same families that visit the memorial every year and participate in the ceremony, the children are now adults.
It's a long time, right?
And it brings a tear to your eye as you sit there and you recount the stories and you remember. And after having attended for a number of years, you share time with these families, and it's heart-wrenching in so many different dimensions. It is a testament of the community coming together. There's no doubt about that, and it's what National Police Week should be all about. Melanie, I want to thank you, your organization, all of the volunteers, all of the men and women of the first responder, the community that have been so giving to this endeavor. If you want to see it virtually this year, you can get on Facebook, I believe, is it?
We'll be live streaming on Facebook. You can go to the Louisiana Law Enforcement Officers Memorial page. It's LLEOM. And there'll be a link there, so you can click on that link at 3:00, and it'll be live streamed that way.
All righty. Well, thank you so thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for what you and your organization have done over so many years. Melanie Canatella, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Newell.
All righty, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.